right. Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to episode 119 of the Guarding Up podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. And this week, we have our hosts, which are Des Raven, Sin, and me, Kingsley Mack. How are you two doing this evening?
Magical, sir. Magical.
And Des, with us this evening?
Are you magical?
Yes, I'm here. I'm...
You don't have to be magical.
I'm breathing.
And you are the Baja Men, apparently. Who let the dogs out?
Huh?
The joke.
You know that song has a meaning, right?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of figured, but... Yeah, hilariously, for those that didn't know, that song is actually a protest against catcalling women.
Really?
Seriously, yeah. If you actually listen to the lyrics, then yes, it is actually about... It's basically, who let the dogs out is a derogatory term for men who catcall women.
Gotcha. Now Sin doesn't like the song anymore, huh?
Well, I do like the song still. Cool. But my kiddo wants to see, even though it's 10 o'clock at night, my boy still is up. He should be sleeping, and he wants me to see what the TV is doing.
Oh, no. You already have to leave us.
Say, Luca, come here really quick. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to repeat after me. I want you to say, hello, best hub on the net.
Hello, best hub on the net.
Nice.
Cameo. We're doing it live. But talk amongst yourselves.
All right.
Yeah, I had a great week. My birthday was Monday, so yeah.
Nice.
Which I let that slide right under the radar successfully.
Oh, man. We need to have a Guarding Hub birthday calendar so that no one gets slid under the radar.
I'm kind of surprised I didn't like accidentally mention it like a little more publicly.
So a couple Monday, people knew,
but like I said, thankfully.
So one day before my wife's, hers was Tuesday the 13th.
Hmm. Yeah, hilariously.
I mean, it happens. I'm sure all of us at some point in our life has run into someone that has the exact same birthday day.
Yeah, actually, your wife has the same birthday. Yeah, as a. Buster, my former co-host.
Okay. That was interesting, too. 2 days apart, yep. Or 1 day apart.
Yeah, which is a further day apart from Xanafan's birthday, which is the day before mine.
Rolling in the July birthdays.
And happy birthday, by the way. And what day did you say it was? I missed that as I was walking away. I heard birthday.
Monday.
Nice. Monday.
Did you not post that in Discord?
Nope, not at all.
No, see, Sam, he didn't say, it's my birthday, everyone, please congratulate me.
Right, exactly. I'd just let it fly right through.
I think I did the same thing around my birthday in February. I didn't even mention it. I just let it go.
But if you want to be our Guardian Hub birthday ambassador, please let us know. You can start keeping a calendar of everyone's birthdays.
Negative anyone listening writer. To this?
No, anyone listening, if you, the listener, want to be, let us know. I know there's other services like equivalent to Discord that have calendars, and I wonder if that other one people will use the calendar to keep track of stuff like that. So and so's birthday this day.
I mean, it's potential.
Yeah.
You could probably bot out a calendar that could do that. Mm-hmm. Get to cracking, Kingsley. Come on.
I know.
You're an IT guy. You can do it.
Well, other news. Sen was kind of bringing this up before the show, but this thing is interesting. What do you think about, what's it called again? The Stream Deck. For those of you who are not aware of what this is, it's basically a portable PC being able to play, and it's made by Valve.
Let's call a spade here. That's a Game Gear, okay?
I thought Nintendo Switch when I saw it, honestly.
No, Sin, that legitimately...
No, this is like, more like a Vita or something than a Switch.
No. Dude, that thing looks almost just like a freaking Game Gear.
That too, yeah. but not
like button placement and everything. It's super weird.
Yeah. Now, I haven't looked at all the specs. I think a couple things I read. It's only going to be
$399.
Any specs? I think I read something like it won't be able to play like super high-end games, obviously, but...
Obviously.
Obviously,
It's handheld and portable. You're not going to get... I mean, that's why the Switch kind of runs crappy.
Because
it's designed to be...
You can only get portable. So much GPU power in a portable unit without big fans.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so this is custom. It's not running on, like, Windows. It's running on their own system. And I guess they have to approve the game for it to be able to run, it looks like. It's like a whole App Store kind of interface. And I guess the good news there, though, is you won't accidentally install a game that won't actually work.
I mean, true, but also at the same time, that's a lot of the issue that came with, what was that, PS3 era? Like custom processing core and custom, like super custom, like UI crap or something. Mm-hmm. So I know there was some technical reason why games really did not run good. Like cross-platform games did not run good on PS3.
Yeah, but the specs for this are actually really good. Now, yeah, it runs on, they call it SteamOS. So again, it's just basically, think of it as you're just booting into the Steam app and then picking the games you want to play. But for $399... this has 16 gigs of RAM, which is pretty impressive.
That's not bad.
A CPU with up to 448 gigaflops. It's a custom AMD Micro Zen processor, 2.4 to 3.5 gigahertz. Of course, wide ranges. That's normal for portable things, right? Because if they get too hot, they have to bring the processing speed down.
Yeah.
And it can tune up for small amounts of time before it gets too hot again. And then the GPU, 8 RDNA 2... computing units with up to 1.6 teraflops.
Not bad.
Also, I know. And you can pick 64, 256, or 512 SSD with an additional micro SD card slot for expansion. And it's 60 frames refresh rate. So, you know, that's not as important on a small screen just right there, but it's still really good that they at least hit that. So it'll look pretty fluid also.
Well, I mean, so long as the games can hit that.
Of course, yeah, the games need to be able to hit that. But I think what they did, and power goes through USB-C, which is good because that's kind of like the newer standard now.
Yeah.
All in all, this looks like a pretty cool thing. Now, obviously, we're probably going to have issues or it's going to be hard to get for quite a while. Who knows? Maybe they have better parts acquisition on this compared to Xbox and Sony and all the current issues going on right now. If they do, then this will be a huge hit. It comes out December, I believe I read. So.
Yeah, I think that's December this year. Probably not. Yeah. I already have an Xbox that I barely play, so.
But Sin, they're showing a picture. You can play Doom Portable.
Doom Portable?
Doom?
I don't know what all games will be good on here. I could see something like Diablo being really good on here, portable to play. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I can see that.
Awesome. Yeah. Like, just imagine, like, Sims and Civilization can take over your life completely with nothing to stop you now.
Yeah. 7-inch screen, didn't mention that. That's a pretty good size there.
It's not bad. I think that's an inch bigger than the Switch OLED.
Yeah, so... this kind of
I think that's six. Or is it seven for the OLED? Crap, I can't remember now. Right at once.
Truth, thanks for joining the chat. We aren't early. We're actually a little bit late. Sometimes we start right on the clock at 10. We started, 10:15 or so? 10:20?
Ish.
It's all good, though.
Ish.
All right. So, anything else on that? Any other gaming news? Oh, geez. I don't know what you're smoking, Truth. Love you. What else?
It's been Thursdays. It's been Thursdays for a while.
Yeah. Before that was Sundays. I guess we have done a Monday in the past, but that's probably been one of the less common of all the days. I don't know. Anyways, not important. Love you. Thanks, everyone, for joining the chat. Let's talk Destiny. What have we been doing in the game?
Raids.
And ready to go.
Solstice. Solstice glows. That's why we raid. Master Nightfalls. Ooh, some Gambit.
Do you have your Solstice glows done, Sin? Because I know you care about that so much.
I actually did finish my set on my Titan. I didn't finish the purple sets on my Hunter or Warlock yet, but I do plan on doing that before the end of the event.
Well, and you can easily do that because it goes faster on the other characters, and then you don't have to do the glow part again. It always backtracks for that part.
Yep.
What about you, Des?
I'm done.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm done. I even got the
been there, done that.
I had the Bright Dust, so I bought the subclass specific glows for Bright Dust. Considering they kind of throw Bright Dust at us now, so yeah, this wasn't a big deal this time around. So yeah,
nice.
I got the glow,
and I just finished a little earlier. My last thing to accomplish was a raid. Funny enough, even though how much I like to raid, that was the last thing I finished on all the glows, and ran a deep stone a little bit earlier with shout out to Tony and his crew, and Muffin hopped in there also to help out. They haven't done a deep stone crypt raid yet, so we were in there a little bit longer than normal, but they wanted to learn all the positions. So
I mean, yeah, that could take some time still.
Yes.
To get first timers, like, the familiarity, break them in nice and slow. Anyway,
yeah. So Solstice is done for all of us. I mean, well, not for. I don't know if I'm going to do my other characters. Sin thinks he wants to. Dez has completed them all the way.
Yes, all of them. All done.
Are you going, Dez? Are you going to grind the EAZ to get more packages to just open packages?
Yeah, probably.
Nice.
I mean, at least far enough to get the pinnacle. Mm-hmm. Attached to the activity, so I mean, I don't know if I'll grind it any further than that. I did get a fairly decent, plausible compass rose. It's got quick draw snapshot, I think. So it's just missing a few like tweaks and stuff, like, you know, full choke and something pump out that range a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Even though with changes to shotguns, that apparently doesn't matter so much anymore.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, I just check. You can continue on. I'm just checking something.
Oh, no. I guess I can talk about the impact of the shotgun nerfs that came around not long ago.
I do, yes. I heard some stuff on Twitter, but go ahead.
Well, thanks to the insane, diligent work of Fallout, who has become known, as he jokes occasionally, as the shotgun guy across YouTube. He has once again done some extensive testing since the changes to shotguns. It pretty much doesn't matter what aggressive frame shotgun you use anymore, because the changes definitely brought the gap between Felwinters and things like Astral Horizon closer. So really, it doesn't, as long as it's a well-rolled aggressive. I mean, Bell Bunchers will still work. Their maximum reliable kill range has been drawn in by a meter. It was like 7 or 8. Now it's like 6 or 7. 7 if you're really lucky now. So, yeah. It doesn't sound like much, but I mean, yeah. It can be massive. Which also makes lightweight and precision shotguns just slightly more valuable, considering they're not that much further behind the aggressives now. Much like the Compass Rose, which I believe is a lightweight. I think.
Reading on Twitter, and this is just one person, but someone was saying, thanks for the changes, Bungie. Just like that, overnight, we've been seeing less shotguns. Now, I don't know, again, if that goes with what you were seeing, but some people were happy about it.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes all you really need, or all they really need to make a change, is to say there's a change.
Yeah, I hear that.
It's like, oh, shotguns are nerfed, man. But I better use something else now.
That is some influence.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people, yeah, once they know shotguns were nerfed, because here's the thing. Shotguns were only nerfed by about a meter. And those are the aggressives, really. They were nerfed by about a meter, which actually I don't think. Either way, but yeah, they're only ineffective by about a meter. And hilariously, that doesn't change slug shotguns at all. Slug shotguns have not been touched. So if you're good with a slug shotgun, you have even more, like, dominance. Just saying, pull out the chaperone. But yeah, if you're good with shotguns and you're actually good with, like, mobility and such, keep using them. It's going to be fine. You just got to be a little bit closer. Just a smidge. About another half a second, potentially. But yeah.
I still use them.
You still use them?
Yeah, occasionally. But I'm not...
Goes full forward, full force, and just shotguns everyone?
Well, I don't shotgun everyone, and I can't say I'm good at it. And I certainly don't use, like, meta shotguns. Like, I've gone through and used... like, I'll use my Shayora's SMG, and then I'll throw it on the... I'll tell you the name of it in a second. I totally blank it on the name. Why I can't think of it, I don't know. But there's a...
You like that SMG.
I do like Shayora's. It's a pretty good SMG.
Yeah, it feels great.
I can't even remember the... Primary slot. Whatever a primary slot shotgun is.
Kinetic?
Yes. I'm having trouble thinking of some names that are in that slot.
I still think it's hilarious people still call that a primary slot when there are secondary ammo weapons that occupy that slot.
No, actually, I take that back. I don't use a shotgun when I use Shayora's. I use typically my Pulse, and then I'll use Found Verdict. Found Verdict is typically my go-to because I have like three of them I switch back and forth between.
I said you didn't use a meta shotgun.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. I didn't think Found Verdict was really meta.
It's aggressive.
Yeah, but it's
meta.
you don't see as many of them as one that everybody freaking hates.
Fell Winters, Astral Horizon.
Fell Winters.
Which, you know, hilariously, Fell Winters, Astral Horizon.
Not aggressive.
No, they're aggressive. It's the same archetype.
Yes. But I prefer my Found Verdict. I prefer my Found Verdict over.
Because it sounds fancier, huh?
And you don't see it as much.
See, that's really silly then. There's nothing wrong with seeing weapons a lot, right?
Yeah, I guess not.
I guess for some people. In just a bigger picture of discussing things, it's normal to have nerfs and buffs on a game to, what, keep it fresh? Or if developers feel like something is a problem, along with they may be taking input from the community, maybe who knows how much they're putting that into their decision, but then they decide to change something. It makes sense. I'm not saying a game should never change, but why do people complain so much? It's always changing, and then it's like, yay, the one thing changed, but now they're going to be complaining about something else. And it's like, is it for the people that complain about the meta, isn't it almost worse? I don't know if like they think they didn't like shotgun, but let's say snipers really start moving up, they're sure going to be pissed about that. You know, I don't know. I just don't get why people worry so much. And then, you know, what do they expect? There's always got to be something that's at the top that people use.
I mean, for sure. And speaking of the top, use my handy dandy spreadsheet. Yeah, guess which aggressive frame shotgun has like the highest base range out of all possible. Like infusible, aggressive frame shotguns. Just take a guess.
I don't know much about shotguns, so I'm not good at
it. I haven't seen your spreadsheets, so I don't know.
Well, the answer is found verdict.
Oh, that was great. That was perfect.
Right. I still don't use meta weapons.
It actually has almost 10 more base range over Fellwinters.
Nice.
Which isn't super major, actually. Range, actually, I don't think any more range is like a huge... because of the changes they made, range isn't so huge anymore. Because I know Fallout did testing on the same... on two different Reese Walkers, one that had like incredible range, one that didn't have that greater range. And I think it might have been a... I mean, it wasn't even a meter difference, so... yeah.
So my Vorpal with my Range Master Orc.
Oh, and it's a Range Master Orc? But yes. It's not a meta shotgun. Sure.
It just does good for me.
Sure. Gee, I wonder why.
You're funny. Speaking of your spreadsheet, we created a channel at the top of our Discord to remind everyone of different projects that we've been working on. It's called D2 Index. And the Hephaestus Index is in there. So if you ever need a quick way to get to these things, you don't have to search through the Discord. You can just go to the very top where it's D2 Index.
Yep.
We have a shortcut for that. We have a shortcut also for Sin's IRL Eververse for all your Destiny clothing needs. Anything new in there, Sin? I know a lot of people have been buying the one shirt that Nolzy designed lately.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice one. I'm actually Sweet. Wearing that one right now.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I actually should put up some more Destiny stuff. I seem to be doing better with that than the other random designs that I put up there and try to advertise. But not if you're
giving everyone a discount on it.
Yeah, right. Cost to everyone. I mean, it's only the Guardian Hub stuff.
Yeah.
So that's the discount only works on the Guardian Hub merch. If you have the code and you're in the Discord.
Stacy keeps promising she'll make some more designs. We'll get around to it, Sin.
Heck yeah. If I was an artist, I could probably pop up designs that much quicker, but I'm not. So I got to rely on either something that I can basically put together or somebody else puts together.
Yeah.
And I still got to finish that one we discussed, the word one.
Yeah. I'm not an artist at all, so I understand that. But I created a spreadsheet. I resurrected a project that I've been working on also called Known Issues in Destiny 2. And I used to work on this more so in year one and year two of Destiny 2. And it's basically just a spreadsheet like a Google Docs or a Google Sheets spreadsheet where I list most of all the, you know, at least somewhat viable known issues in Destiny. You may ask, well, why do you do that? Doesn't Destiny, Bungie do themselves? Like, yeah, but if you don't know how to look, it's kind of messy how they do so. Bungie does have a known issues page, which, by the way, whoever their copy editor is or whatever in that page, it's horrible. There's tons of like extra spaces and commas and weird things all over there. When I was trying to copy and paste these issues, I was like, oh my gosh, I had to like edit a lot of stuff. And even then, there I'm still seeing some issues on my sheet right now. But anyways, yes, they list a lot of issues there, but they don't put everything there, believe it or not. Some things only get listed through the Destiny help tweets. Some things even only get listed through just little things that DMG has said. So I try to compile and combine all this and categorize it into like just general issues. Issues based on the season, like their season of Splicer issues, Chosen and Hunt. Console issues, PC issues, items and weapons is combined, quests and bounties, and then activities. And then I also have a column next to that for workaround. If there's any known workarounds, some issues there are. And like, for example, some of these may be obvious to people, but... that socketing the hammer of proven prior to receiving a quest up will To do so will not complete the step, and so they say the workaround is players need to resocket the hammer to progress. So I just put that in the next column over. So if there's a known workaround how to do that. And then the last column I list, sometimes Bungie will give us patch notes preview, or DMG will say something on Twitter like, we're looking to fix this next season, or blah, 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 whenever. I will put that in the last column so people just kind of have it on the radar of, okay, this is an issue. It may be fixed by this timeline. Now, I only have year four issues. There's still year three to whatever issues that they haven't fixed that are not super important to them to fix, but you can go to another page on Bungie to see some of those issues. They're archived. If I keep this list going well again, maybe I'll archive year four, put it in a new sheet, and then move forward. And I also didn't do the most recent, you know, Dawning Now too, Des. the Solstice event. You know, the good and bad things about these events is they'll bring more issues, but then again, they go away pretty quickly because the event goes away. So then you don't have to worry about those issues anymore. I may add seasonal events as time goes on, but I'm trying to get this. It may only be like 80-90% complete, and I have to kind of like let the dust settle for a few weeks to take off things that have been patched. There was a small patch today that didn't fix much, actually. I'm kind of surprised they even put it out. And then in the TWAB this week. Oh, by the way, the TWAB will also sometimes list issues that they do not put on their known issues page. So, again, why I just kind of like to geek out and keep this. And it may not be helpful to anyone, but I'm going to work on it for now.
Solid.
Solid. All right. Well, we can, unless you want to talk about anything else we're doing in the game, there's a lot of news in the TWAB this week about some exciting things coming up.
I did finish a catalyst today. Actually, probably about 10 seconds ago. It's one that's been lingering for a while. It is, I will tell you here, I don't want to tell you the wrong one.
Was it Skybringers?
No, that one was already done. Okay. It is a sniper rifle. And it is Darcy.
Darcy.
Oh, Darcy.
Huh. It's one that I've had that I haven't finished. It was at 99%.
Okay.
That, and I got Merciless to finish, so I'll be working on that.
Merciless. I keep forgetting about you, Merciless.
I don't think anybody remembers that gun. But except if you were a year one player in Baths, you remember it quite well.
I never used it.
Good lord!
But yeah,
if you were a vanilla D2 player, you remember Merciless.
Oh, I think I might have said D1, but yes, vanilla D2.
I mean, yeah, but no, they actually even also fixed that gun not long ago. Maybe with Beyond Light. It wasn't shooting faster, like on non-kills, but now it is again.
Yeah, I do remember reading something about that,
which
probably would have been in the list of known issues.
Which actually, now that they've changed fusion rifles, it kind of, I mean, it still does great DPS, but it kind of ruins it. Because fusion rifles now, the faster they fire, the less impact they have, like just intrinsically. And that's like Merciless' whole thing, though, is if you don't kill your target, it charges faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. So yeah, that's interesting. In fixing it, they kind of ruined it. But like I said, this DPS is still good. It's just, I mean, I say good. It's good for fusion rifle.
Well, guess what? People actually will be thinking about it more lately because guess what? This is actually even in the TWAB. It's one of the Twitch Prime rewards that just got released for this month.
Yay.
Oh, I forgot about that. And a skin as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, the Merciless Exotic Fusion Rifle along with the Break the Dawn Exotic Ornament. It's called an ornament, Sen, not a skin. Come on, difference. Get it right.
I actually might. I did claim it. I forgot to pick it up. But when I got it, it reminded me about it the other day. So I pulled mine out of my collection. Out of my post... Oh, what is it called? Not Postmaster.
Your collections?
Yes. No, not collections.
Your S?
Vault. My vault. But yes, my ass. I'm pulling it out of my ass.
I think that's quite apparent.
And we also get the Symmetry Flight Exotic Ship. And we also get the Soul Velocity Legendary Sparrow. I got to remember to actually get my Twitch rewards because I tend to forget and not care so much, but whatever. At least I can break it down for right. materials or something. All right. Let's go back to the top of the TWAB where there's lots of news. They say they're going to start giving us information slowly these next few weeks about leading up to, of course, more stuff with Season 15. But let's start, Dez, with, let's see here. Unifying ritual ranks and reputation, you think? Should we start there?
I mean, it's kind of the meat of this TWAB. But from what I understand, and I completely did not read this like 30 minutes ago, so I have a very in-depth understanding of everything going on in this paragraph. So here we go. From what I understand, they are retweaking reputation gains. They're retweaking the playlist reputation systems. And yes, all of them, apparently.
Yeah.
Glory is going bye-bye. No. Valor. Valor is going bye-bye.
Yes, and Infamy, at least in name, right?
Yes. Yes, because they will be known as Crucible, Gambit, and Vanguard Rings. How generic.
Yeah, Glory is still around.
Yeah, Glory will still be around, and it will still be the competitive PvP thing. And apparently, they will be introducing Trials ranks in Season 15.
Joy.
Trial. Okay, but yeah, just back on the generic topic again real quick. Yeah, that does sound cool, but okay. Yeah, Vanguard ranks, blah, blah, Crucible ranks, Trials ranks. Oh, and Glory.
Yeah, all right. But the good news is they are rebalancing all of the ranking systems. They will have apparently similar progression times, or at least that is the goal. There will no longer be ritual specific rules that impede progress. I don't know what that means. They are removing win streak bonuses, which kind of sucks if you ask me, but I'm weirdo and kind of like that just because I was bad in PvP and couldn't get that many win streak bonuses. You know, anyhow, sorry. But they will be exchanged for activity streak bonuses. Play the activity more and you get more bonus, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it seems like it.
I know, right? Reputation bonus weeks. Will be standardized to double multipliers when active. Bounties will no longer provide reputations as rewards, but primarily focus on XP. Let's all have a moment of silence for Gator.
I mean, he probably cares more, and the people that do bounties probably care more about the XP anyways, but I am curious what he thinks. That does kind of suck to be... That was an extra benefit that you would get.
I mean, to be honest, the only time I really focused on getting a reputation from bounties was in Gambit. Because in Legendary, in Gambit, you only progressed if you won. So if you saved up a few bounties, maybe waited till a double weekend, you could blip through Legend like no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the only situation I really cared about reputation on bounties.
Yeah.
So basically, also, I think they mentioned here that it's going to be faster. Yeah, right here. On average, is actually going to be faster than Valor currently allows, which seems kind of massive because Valor really doesn't take that long. Really?
No, it doesn't at all.
Yeah.
I'm actually glad to see that the Gambit, because Gambit seems to take for freaking ever.
Yeah, 15,000 points with the with a gate on progress if you don't win at the end is time consuming.
Well, and that's one of the things preview they do mention lower down. That's basically what they meant, Des, about ritual specific rules that impede progress. So they are removing once you're on the last tier of the Gambit, stuff, you don't have to get only wins hurt to count. You'll just
be okay. That was really
That's a plus.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That does help.
Sorry, I jumped ahead there, but just because Sin was bringing it up.
No, yeah, you're good. No, you're good. And also, they do mention, as I'm skipping ahead a bit, win streaks will still be in glory.
Yes, because it's different. It's glory.
Exactly. So, yeah, win streaks will actually still be the thing to do in competitive PvP. So I'm actually cool with that then. Like, because to me, that's kind of where it matters, you know, if you're good and can take advantage of it. Me, yeah. I'll probably never see him, but, you know, for some reason, that's stuck in competitive. So, and then this Vanguard ranks, because Vala is getting a full ritual reputation. Yay!
Finally going to become a first-class citizen like Shax and the Drifter.
Whew, okay.
He's getting 2.0 upgrade. The other ones were beta testing it.
I know, right? But yes, they do give you one more warning. Vanguard tokens are being retired. Spend them or lose them. It's your choice.
Going to end up being lose them because I don't think I'm going to turn in that many just to have to melt.
I mean, if you literally started now, you could. Just saying.
I would get bored of doing it because I'm not planning on keeping the weapons. Or the
I mean, but still, you think I keep all my weapons and armor?
No, but I'm not in a lack of material though.
Do you think I'm lacking materials?
I really wouldn't be lacking materials if I messed with that.
I mean, I love that as the excuse is like, oh, but I don't need the weapons. What I do? I turn in tokens as I get them, man.
I don't. I'm a hoarder.
Yes, and apparently Nightfalls will give I just lost that train of thought. Apologies. But anyway, depending upon your ranking of champions defeated in a Nightfall, you can actually get more reputation, I believe.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah.
Or bonus reputation.
Nightfalls will be variable, so if you do...
Yeah.
If you get the medals, you'll get more reputation. Also, if you do a higher difficulty, like Grandmaster will give you more reputation than the regular Nightfall.
Yes, because your champion completion rank will give you bonus reputation, and the higher difficulties will give you reputation multipliers.
And then,
yeah,
battlegrounds are counting as a Vanguard activity. I mean, I know they're already kind of in that tab, but they will give us rank up also,
which is quite nice. Right. This is so like captivating to listen to.
Hey, it's a lot of, I mean, we knew this change was somewhat coming, but it's a little more nuanced and detailed than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I mean, at least they're taking the time to explain it and break it down, and it's good to do it now, even though we got some time left in the season.
Okay, so yeah, they actually do explain activity streaks as well, which is legitimately play in an activity for longer, get more reputation, which is cool. But yeah, you're not actually, they do say that you're not going to be penalized. You won't lose your streak if you have to stop, maybe go to the tower, pick up some bounties or whatever. You won't lose your streak. What will invalidate your streak is leaving an activity early or going AFK.
Uh-oh, Sin. So yeah, now the Drifter really will have a penalty if we leave early.
Right.
It's not much. Before he just shamed us. It's like, oh man, you left early. But now there actually will be a penalty.
Yeah, you will actually lose out. You'll have to rebuild that streak, apparently.
And you wouldn't get any match completions anyway by losing. This will just penalize you on the new system.
So apparently they're also going to update the seasonal challenges, removing things like In It for Infamy in favor of challenges to earn ritual weapon rewards. Oh, that's right. The ritual weapons are now the playlist weapons, I think. I don't know. Bungie's terminology. It looks like it. Yeah, I know. Like, Bungie's terminology on things. Because ritual weapons used to be things like Null Composure, but I think those are differently named now. But then we have the ritual weapons, which are the ritual playlist weapons, like Bottom Dollar and such. So I'm going to assume they're talking about the playlist weapons, which would be nice to get more sources of those, considering I get the idea behind them, you know, considering they have huge perk pools, you know, to kind of to incentivize you to get interesting perk combinations on weapons and stuff that you can only get in specific activities. So it's really, really cool. So apparently they're also changing Grandmaster Nightfalls and gilding it
a little bit
in some way. Either way, they are apparently adding better masterworking material drops, adept weapons and mods, and title gilding. Yay. Oh, that's right, because the Grandmaster title doesn't gild, does it?
I don't know.
I thought it did. I thought the Grandmaster gilded.
Does it?
The TLDR that I got from here is, yeah, because this one's a little bit long. We can read it if you want, but I think it said something like, there's going to be a catch-up way where you don't have to wait till later in the season to run all the Grandmasters. So if you haven't run one yet, as long as you're the fire team lead, you can run that Grandmaster when they all open next season. You don't have to wait week after week to run it.
So each Grandmaster Nightfall will be available if the fireteam leader has not completed the gilding triumph for that strike during the season. So as long as you don't have it gilded, you can actually have your basically a choice of the strikes that you need to gild the title.
Yeah, right when they're all of right when it's starting. So or before they added that like at the very end.
Yeah, like the last 3 weeks, I believe they said. Mm-hmm. But once you've gilded your title, no more catch-ups.
Yeah.
So, actually, I kind of like that, though. Yeah. That's really cool, because, like, I mean, we'll be able to see the hardcore people of those titles, that's for sure. Week one Grandmaster Gilders. Oh, what's going to happen? I've seen day one Gambit gilded, so I would not be surprised. More stuff about the Bungie charity stuff. Known issues, videos, artwork. It's adorable chibi art. But yeah.
They did confirm that the reissued Dreaming City weapons are not dropping as intended.
Dreaming City.
We're disappointed about that. I was hearing some news about it, and then someone in our Discord mentioned Yoda, and then also I saw Tassie say something about it, Paul Tassie, and then shortly after that, they did confirm that in a tweet, and then they even put it on the Bungie Known Issues page. Believe it or not, they don't put everything there, and then they put it in here, too, so they're really letting us know. Unfortunately, they're not dropping as intended.
Hmm. Well, it's a good thing I didn't do that many blind wells. I only did like two. No, I did one on my Titan because my Titan was my last. So I did one and it got me like 90% completion for that. So it's like, I'll just go and do something else real quick. But I can confirm the moon weapons are dropping appropriately.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why I spent a lot of my hunter arm. It's not the fast way to do it, but I spent a lot of time on my hunter doing Altars of Sorrow.
That's what I'm doing now.
Hopping lately. Yeah. There's a lot of people there.
Well, I mean, yeah, because everything that drops is current and like new perks. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
And since that's there, I actually unmuted our. For those that don't know, in the Discord, we have a daily, weekly rotations channel that still updates you on what weapon the current altar reward is. So if you need a good kinetic slug shotgun for whatever reason, whether it be, you know, double shotguns and raids or whatever, it's a good way to grind. Because I think it can't... Yeah, the Heretic. I don't think it can... I remember looking up. Don't think it rolls Vorpal. I think it's missing Vorpal. But it can get fourth time. Fourth time's the charm. Which will actually be pretty good. That in a magazine perk will actually be pretty good for boss damage. I mean, just even without, because... It basically becomes a poor man's first in, last out at that point in time, because you're wanting triple tap and four pull. But fourth times does about the same thing anyway, so.
Yeah, and I see it looks like today is the sniper for the altar reward.
Yes, which means tomorrow. Doesn't matter, because, yeah. As if this will go up tomorrow, but...
tomorrow several days ago.
Right. Whereas I'm like, man, tomorrow is just keep your eyes open for the daily weekly rotations. The rocket's good. The sniper, because I think it used to roll with a firing line, which was pretty good. But sadly they like Bungie's apparently afraid of firing line anymore because it doesn't roll on anything anymore. So I don't feel the sniper is as strong as it used to be. It is a rapid fire kinetic, I believe. And then of course, rocket launcher is rocket launcher. Rocket launcher go burr.
Yeah. I remember that one.
So yeah, I mean, there's really cool things because you can even do like all of the things on the moon, the memories, the like, not memories, but like what was it, like fragment, whatever the groups are called. Yeah, you can get the thing, yes, the thing that drops that you can do, and if you do the spelunker, quick tip if you're looking for moon weapons. If you do the Lunar Spelunker bounty, which is just a quick trip through three of the normal lost sectors on the moon, minus the one that's over by Altars of Sorrow, you do those three, you complete that bounty, you pop that bounty, and you get a special item to open a door in the back of the lost sector in the same place as Altar of Sorrow. Really? Hilariously, you don't need to do that lost sector. You just run straight through it, run to that door, use the item, get the thing, turn it in at a lectern, and get a free moon weapon. It's random, though, so there's that. But, like I said, real quick and easy way to get a moon weapon. Because I'm pretty sure it only drops weapons, but don't quote me on that. But just saying, like, since all moon weapons are back. And they're dropping, because I did that a couple times myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fun times. Even though I think, for some reason, like, there's two of those things that I can't pick up at the lectern. I don't know why. But, it's like, you can only hold one of these, and it's like, I have none of those. So, unless there's one on another character I don't know about. Could be possible. Might have to check that.
No, it's good. Yeah, I'm pulling up the calendar here. Solstice, by the time this comes out, it's basically halfway done.
Yeah.
It goes through August 3rd, two more weeks after. And then we have Iron Banner for a week, and then we have Epilogue. So still some time. It's interesting because another reason why I was mentioning this is they mention at the end of the TWAB, between now and August 24th, they'll be giving us more good information in the TWABs. Some, they will have some sandbox details and some crossplay details to cover. We don't know which weeks they will be telling us this, but yeah, at least getting more info. I know we've been kind of wondering, it's getting closer to crossplay. Is there going to be another beta? Is there going to be anything else happening? Who knows?
Right. We'll get news around the 24th, or before then, because, yeah, they have confirmed 24th. The season ends, and we'll be finding out more about Witch Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Which is exactly how they did Beyond Light and Arrivals.
I know. I was just thinking about that. They kind of dropped us information on the future big expansion stuff in the year ahead, like at the same time, like the season was starting right before, right? That last season.
Yeah, because Arrivals is when we got like our first drips of information about Beyond Light.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, I think, generic plot overview. I think so.
But wasn't that also where like Luke Smith, they had their video and everything. It's like, and we're also going to make Vault of Glass raid. And I thought like they dropped a lot of information in that video then.
I just can't remember if they revealed stasis like at that point in time or not.
Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, not much if going on like in the game, unless you're collecting weapons, which a lot of people can be. And if you finish the solstice, but we have, there's a lot to look forward to coming around the corner still. And boy, the TWAB had a lot of information with all the Vanguard rank up changes. And of course the rank up changes names for Gambit and Crucible also.
So yeah, definitely a lot to look forward to.
Oh yeah. Always, right?
I still got a lot that I need to do.
Oh, you always do, Sin. I mean, like, somebody I need this, I need that, I need this.
And it's bad because somebody in the Discord, I know Sakura had mentioned it, and I think somebody else had mentioned it, running the time trials on the moon. The Nightmare Hunt trials.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think you need them for one of the seals.
Yeah, you do.
So
I haven't done maybe even any of those yet either.
I wouldn't mind going back and doing them. I mean, it's not a bad time to do it.
Well, and there's even some stuff left to do on the Dreaming City, I'm sure. Well, I guess we have our main seals probably for Dreaming City, but there's still more triumphs. Remember we were trying to pump through some of those Sin, like, I don't know, what was it now, 6 months ago or more?
Seems I want to like say we were... it was like right before the new year dropped. So right probably, before Beyond Light, we were knocking them out.
Like, there's some fun triumphs. Even, yeah, I mean, there are all sorts of weird things you get to do during the city. And if any rumors have it, Dreaming City could be, I mean, we don't know, but it kind of would potentially make sense. It could be one of the places vaulted.
Potentially. Witch Queen. I mean, if they want to keep, because I mean, load time, since I know a lot of people probably don't, because I do get a lot of questions like, or I see a lot of comments about like, it's like, oh, I'm Forsaken, they didn't need to vault anything. So why do they have to vault things now? It's called file size, people. There's only so much. Like, God, is scan disk even a thing anymore? Or like defragging? Is that
not especially for solid state drives, no.
Well, I know not for solid state, but I mean that used to be like the go-to advice, you know, the 90s for computers is keep up defrags. In fact, schedule a defrag and schedule your scan disk. Here's the thing, the more data you had to defrag, the longer it took. The more data there is, the longer it takes for the system to go through it, which increases our load times. So yes, over the years, it became a monster.
Yep.
And so
I doubt they have newer, I mean, this happens a lot, especially in newer file systems where if you have a resource, hopefully they have something like this, but if you have a resource where it's an assets where it's used multiple places, sometimes you can alias it and you only have to write it once to disk. But if you have an older file, I wouldn't be surprised if Bungie's code, like, we have a similar asset in the city and over here, well, we have to have it twice in the file because, right? So that's probably why, remember the file size changed quite a bit. People were like, wow. It could be.
I mean, almost cut in half.
Yeah, because it's not just the content that is specific to that planet, but also maybe what you would consider shared things, maybe they have to be duplicated in the other locations.
Exactly. And, I mean, come on. These are the people that are still using the same modified engine from Halo Reach.
Yeah.
Come on. This is probably one of the oldest engines still in use, like in video games, just period. Because most everyone else has moved on to an Unreal Engine.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, also, and like I mentioned this in our Discord, because yes, there is news coming around about another leak, which is kind of true.
I would say it's more a rumor than a leak, maybe.
Well, you see,
kind of thing to back up that it's even considered a leak?
You would kind of say there's a little bit of vapor in the air about it.
No, I mean, the leak, at least from the article that I saw, this leak has been known. Which I commented this on the Discord about the new leak. The original leak that they refer to was from months ago on Raid Secrets, and I do mean months ago. I think sometime April or May, this leak came about, and it was basically a screenshot of a doc that had some fairly, depending upon when that document was actually created, it could bring a lot of weight to it, but it's disputed, it's up in the air. And here's the hilarious thing. The new leak, which is supposedly a pastebin file that somebody else recovered that was from that original leak doc. So this is a leak of a leak. Because the person in charge of the original leak didn't want to give all of the information, and now apparently all of that information is out. Take it with a grain of salt, people.
For sure, for sure.
And like,
if any of this is even remotely true, it is major spoilers. So only read it if you're into major. Fan fiction. Seriously. Of what you hope will happen,
right.
Or if you don't mind getting spoiled if there is truth to it. Seriously, yeah, but. It's getting around the news articles. It's getting a little hard to avoid some things. I mean, even article titles are saying new class or subclass will be this or something, you know. But.
Yeah. Just know nothing is confirmed.
Yeah.
And even if the leak is true, the hilarious thing is this original document, if it was made when it was claimed it was made, is from like January. Even if that leak was true then, doesn't necessarily mean it's coming when the document says it's coming. A lot of things can change development.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
So, I mean, that and this new leak has some far out there ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, far out there. It would be awesome if some of this stuff happens, but also at the same time. Yeah, but also at the same time, there's too much like hinging on too many things. It's don't hold your breath. If you see any news article about a leak, just pass it over. You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And if you know about it, grain of salt. Just set your expectations accordingly, which should be non-existent from a leak.
if you want to find it, it's pretty easy to find in Raid Secrets. And even a lot of news articles are starting to talk about certain aspects of it. But let's just say if this is ending up being true or even some or most of it, this is the biggest probably bombshell leak we would ever have had, ever.
Right. Ever. Like this would be if even like half of this was true, mm-hmm. this could potentially be the biggest leak in Destiny history.
Yes. Oh, man. Well, all I know is that when all those 4chan quote leaks were happening last season about the name of this current season and what would be happening. Right. I don't think any of them were true as far as the name and even like a third of what was actually happening. And when you have, when you throw so many things at the wall, some things are going to be true, right? Just process elimination. But
well, I think the only leak that was really true, like pretty much spot on in the history of Destiny, and I think it was Rise of Iron. And the only reason that leak was true is because Xbox accidentally put the product page up too soon. So all the product details from the Xbox store were there. So people gleaned a lot of information with that. And of course, that ended up being true because Xbox flubbed.
Did you, Sin, did you read the Paste Bin article on Raid Secrets?
No, no. I.
If you have a minute, I mean, if you don't mind those things, it's kind of.
I read a little. Interesting. I read a little bit of the thought of it when I asked you about it in Discord earlier.
What, you read the news article?
Or, yeah. Okay, that's. Okay. I read a little bit, but I didn't read it all.
The least interesting part. I don't care about the subclass. I mean, it'll be interesting and fun when we get it out. But like this other stuff that's in the article is the paste bin's way more interesting to me than the subclass.
Yeah, that, and as far as what the subclass is being called, I highly doubt it's going to be called that.
Like, yeah, probably not.
Yeah,
the name just sounds a little silly to me. And if it does end up being called that, I'm going to make fun of it 100%. Just saying, okay. Because it's going to seem a little silly to me. But anywho, but yeah, there is some interesting information. Like I said, if you don't mind, like I said, definitely take it with a grain of salt. And if you don't mind the potentiality of being spoiled, go take a dive. It's a lot to sift through, though.
Yeah.
Because that paste bin is like, what, 148 lines or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't mind spoilers. I just like to know. Like when it came to like the Loki stuff and MCU, like I just want to know because there's like a lot of good stuff there.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. I was going to make a comment to that earlier when you said, well, this will be like Days Gone or something. Like it won't matter what's happening tomorrow or something to that effect. I was thinking, well, if this was a multiverse, it might matter. And I was just thinking about that in my head. It's out of context now because we're already like 30 minutes past it. But yes, Loki.
Was amazing. My God. But yeah.
Nice.
Like now I'm like completely derailed and like
no, that's okay. And I'm derailed too, thinking about TV and I gotta end this soon because there's so many shows on my list I've been starting up again. I also started a new show on HBO Max that just came out called The White Lotus. It's about a kind of like a dark comedy about these people, there's a lot of like famous actors and actresses in it that travel to Hawaii to a resort and just crazy things that are happening. It's actually pretty good.
Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of good shows out, which is good. And some of the downtime with gaming and whatever.
If you haven't watched Loki, watch it. It's only six episodes.
You sure forget. We don't have to close up yet, but I do want to mention a review we got recently.
Yeah, we got the favorite.
Yay. Okay. This is a 5-star review. And the review says, it's titled, Best Grill That I Ever Had. Wait, what? No, that's funny. He says, the podcast itself is solid. Assembly was easy, and I was finished in less than an hour. The stainless steel burners are great, and the included 10-year warranty will ensure years of great grilling to come. I can almost taste all of those hot, juicy wieners in my mouth. Edit. Okay, so I just realized that this wasn't the Weber site. My bad. Or Weber. I just listened to the podcast. The hosts are laid back and informative, so I give them 5 stars. Somebody please clip the wiener line. So... And this review is by Tony C. Titan. I know who that is. That's Tony in the Discord. Thanks, man.
Yeah, much thanks. And that
Are you
review.
Sure we didn't read that last week?
No, we did not.
No, I was going to. And then we had Night Demon on, and I forgot to.
Ah, that's right. You read it beforehand. You must have read it beforehand.
Oh, maybe
that's
I read it to you. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yes. Yeah, I was like, man, that sounds so familiar.
Yeah, I read that, and I lost my stuff. That was it's like the best review.
It's nice. Hey, we'll take grill reviews here. If you give us 5 stars,
yes.
I know, right? Like. It's like I read through it and it's just like, oh my god, that's like the best review. It was completely out of context, and then the edit came, but it was still a great review.
Yep. Thanks, man, for the review. And yes. You too can be your review can be read on the air if you leave us a review.
Even you can give us suggestive things to say.
Even if you're in another country, because I use a site service that aggregates reviews from all over.
Even if it is the best grill on the net.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I guess we can start wrapping up because I am tired. Anything else you all want to mention?
Oh, my gosh. Are we keeping it to an hour?
A little over, probably.
Oh, about an hour.
Wow. About.
Edit some out. It can be under an hour. Or not, and we can have it a little over the hour. We can sing some at the end.
Or I can start talking about the lore, and we could be here for another hour. I mean, yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't mention the lore reading by the Bungie employee.
Lore reading by what? See, I don't even know about that.
Yes, it's in the TWAB. The Chica, I don't know her name. One of the Bungie devs or Bungie community managers read. Yeah.
When I said I read the TWAB before, I didn't actually mean I read the TWAB before, okay?
Nor watched all the videos. That takes even more time, right?
I didn't listen to the whole video. I listened to like the first 5 seconds because I was like, what is this? But yes, she started off actually pretty good. She did a pretty good job the little bit that I read on it.
So
listen.
But yeah. So yeah.
Well, we'll check that out.
I might have words next week on that then.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
We have some special guests coming on next week.
Don't say it.
I'm not.
Don't jinx it.
I don't drop it early like Cindy.
Last time someone mentioned a guest early, never happened. Yeah, still miss your fudge.
There's premature notifications. They get you every time.
Saying, talking about all the good stuff before the podcast starts and then dropping guests when he shouldn't. Dropping info on guests. Love you, Sin. Yes, well, Sin.
It's okay. I might make some French fries.
Excellent. All right. Well, with that, we will close up. But in case you all want to find any of us, and also, more importantly, let's start with this. If you're just listening to the podcast and have not joined our Discord, please do so because...
Please do so.
There's more than just this Destiny podcast, even though we like doing it. We are in a Discord that we talk all the time, every day. And there's hundreds of people in the Discord. You can find someone to talk about something with. It's mostly Destiny talk, obviously. But
so you would say, let's give them something to talk about?
Yeah, join the Discord.
How about love?
And if if you don't know how to get into the Discord, just go to our website. And that website is theguardianhub.com.
It's a little too early for that. You're not going to make me premature the best hub on the net right now.
For those that aren't sure what that means, I guess we can go over in a second. Sin, where can people find you?
They can find me at Discord at Sin Media or over on Twitter at Sin_Media. Des Raven, the TWAB leader. Where can they find you?
All right. You can, of course, find me across the myriad of discords that I'm involved in. You can find me on Twitter at DES_Raven, which is the home of the fest, or one of the homes of the Festus Index, also referenced in our Discord. And also, I got to give a shout out as well, can also be found. Where is that exact URL? Gotta find it. Oh my God, I'm prepared. I'm professional. Okay. A friend of the show, yeah, he has a website thing, and theshadowguard.com, which is a guild page for our lovely friend Truth Lives, decided to allow me the opportunity. He's hosting the sheet there too, so you can go there. Nice. You can check out stuff. Which it's kind of predominantly a clan page, but they also have guides. Like he put together like a lot of like interesting images and stuff for guides for raids. A lot of cool stuff you can be found there. And again, friend of the show, so have to show him love. And he
he has tips, tricks, and guides, right?
Yes, he does.
This is one of the not to sidetrack you too much, but is this one of the Two Titans and a Hunter host?
No.
No. Guardian Ghost.
I know.
GGs.
I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
Just saying. Okay, good.
Listen, guys. But GGs.
Good. just saying. But no, I also, in the process of him hosting me, he actually also made me a slightly better icon that now has a nice transparency instead of the glaring white in the background. So much love, Truth.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So, yeah. Kingsley.
Nice. Yeah, you can find me as Kingsley Mac all the places. I occasionally stream on Twitch, mostly while I'm raiding. On Twitter, I am MC Kingsley. Sin, where can people find you?
You already did that. Where can they find our show?
No, Sin, where can they find you? Are you outside? Are you in the club? Are you?
I was playing, but I just turned the game off. They could typically find me in the club.
You can catch me outside. How about that?
Oh, the callbacks.
The truth lives on that one.
Yes. Sin, do you want me to do the page? Okay.
We should probably do the thing. We should probably really do
it. You can find our show on Twitter as The Guardian Hub or on our website, theguardian.com.
The best hub on the net.
Yes. Thank you. Must have it. Anyways, thanks everyone for tuning in this week. We really appreciate it. And we appreciate you saying that in such a deep voice. And we will catch you all next week. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Appreciate your faces.
And I was all up on that mic, too.
Hello.